Stromness is a seaport and has relied on the sea for its living for many, many centuries. In the days before mechanical power, people relied on the wind to get them to and fro the places that they wanted to go. And if the wind was in the wrong direction, or it wasn't blowing at all, or it was blowing too hard, then all the plans could come to naught. There were several women who lived in Stromness who had a reputation for being very wise. They were known to have special powers. In some cases, they could have control over the weather itself. And they made a good living selling fair winds to sailors. The most famous of them was probably Bessie Millie, who had a house on the top of Brinkey's Bray. And she was met one year by the famous writer Walter Scott, who was so impressed with her that he wrote her into one of his novels, The Pirate, and she appears as the character of Old Norna, the witch. However, there were many others who could claim to have control over the winds and who sold fair winds to sailors for a good price. Throughout the town, people would rely on the offices of these old women and whatever other magical properties they could bring to bear. In recent years, it seems to have been the case that one or two instances have come to light of objects being found in walls. In the main part of the town, in the old 18th century streets, a friend of mine was renovating a house. In two separate places, when plaster fell away from walls, they discovered strange objects. In one place, near a window, they found something shaped like a wooden foot. In another, above a fireplace, they found a glass bottle, and hidden within it, there were bent pins and there were fragments of clippings of hair. We think this was probably a witch bottle, and it was designed to protect the house against evil spirits. I can't tell you which house it was, and my friend says the builders who uncovered them simply put them back in the wall. No photographs were taken, and they weren't shown to anybody. And so they remain, trapped in the building, protecting it against whatever evil might befall the house. There are likely many more examples of these all over Orkney.